Welcome to the Work Camper Show, a podcast devoted to helping you discover how to finance your RV travel dreams. I'm Steve Anderson, the president of Work Camper News. Each one of our episodes will either introduce you to people who are already living the RV lifestyle or to opportunities to work short-term jobs. You'll also learn how to hit the road the right way and make the most of every opportunity. Now let's turn over today's show to your host, Greg Gerber.
Thank you, Steve. Today we'll talk to a couple who is in the late stages of planning to launch their RV adventure when they attended the Work Camper Rendezvous last October to solidify that plan. This episode is sponsored by the National RV Training Academy in Athens, Texas. The Academy's one-week live training or home study course will teach you everything you need to know to fix about 80% of the problems people experience with their RVs. You can also sign up for additional training to become an RV inspector, campground technician, or to provide mobile RV service. For more information, visit www.nrvta.com. Chris and Bill Latimer are from California, and they've been camping much of their lives. Last year, they bought a 40-foot fifth wheel and started living in it as they downsized from a much bigger home. They were taking weekend trips to familiarize themselves with the RV and make sure everything was working as expected. Bill called them shakedown cruises. The rendezvous showed them how to find and apply for work camping jobs. Ideally, they're looking for jobs that would allow them to work 3 days and fish for four. As ham radio operators, the Latimers are looking forward to taking their six grandchildren out in the field as they practice serving as emergency communications operators. They do own a specialty contracting business where they do home inspections, install wood or gas stoves, and work on chimneys. Bill is also considering becoming an RV inspector. The Latimers talk about places on their travel list and which areas they'd like to visit first. To learn more about their work camping plan, please welcome Chris and Bill Latimer to the show. Thanks for joining us today, Chris and Bill. I really appreciate the time. Now tell us a little bit about who you are and where you're from.
Well, we're from Modesto, California, and we live right now in our 40-foot fifth wheel in a mobile home park.
In a mobile home park, yeah. Okay.
We downsized from a big house that had her mom and dad living with us. We had two families in there, and then when we downsized, it was a total downsize.
I guess, yeah.
Like, we still have two storage units.
Hopefully not for long.
But you live in a fifth wheel.
Yes.
Crusader fifth wheel, 2019.
Why'd you pick a fifth wheel?
Because of the room.
Okay. They do have more room than a mobile home, as a motor home, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We had a a pull trailer, and it was fine for just going out and doing weekends. But to actually live in it, we needed something a little bit larger. And fifth wheel, you don't have to have a dinghy behind it, and so you got the. Once you get there, you can disconnect and use the
truck.
Yep.
Very good. Have you done any traveling yet?
Minimal amount. We've just done weekends and
going out to the lake.
Yeah, we went to the lake, that type of thing.
Okay, just the kind of a shakedown cruise,
yes.
Right? And
yeah.
Make sure
yeah.
that everything's working right and right. the appliances are working.
Two or three hour jogs.
Yeah, there you go. Super. Yeah. And have you been camping for a long time?
Pretty much all our lives. I've camped since I was a kid.
Since you were a little girl?
Yes.
Okay. And what kinds of things did you do? Was that all tent camping?
Yeah, that was all tent camping, yeah. Mm-hmm. Until later, my parents got a pop-up type of
tent trailer.
And we used that for quite a while.
We inherited the tent trailer.
Yeah.
We used it with our kids.
Okay.
And it finally now is a junk trailer.
Is that right? Oh. But a lot of memories, I would imagine.
Yep. Lots of memories.
Have you ever noticed that when you go to a wedding and they have those poster boards that explain the pictures of the couples as they were growing up and before they met and things like that, that almost always one of them has pictures of people out camping in an RV or a tent?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's neat. That's great memories for your kids. So you are looking to hit the road here soon.
Yeah, it depends on as soon as we can get employed and get back to California and pack up.
Okay, so just pack up, put more stuff into storage, huh?
Well,
no.
there's some customizing I'm doing to the trailer, putting in some new shelves and that type of thing. And once that's done and we have all of our affairs in order, probably within anywhere in the next, 30 days to 3 months, we'd be
able
to go.
That's quick. Okay. Yeah.
That's good. So you are attending the WordCamper Rendezvous in Heber Springs, Arkansas to learn more about developing a plan for hitting the road?
Mm-hmm.
Super.
Absolutely. And we've been learning a lot. Everything from how to contact those employers to inspection of vehicles, how we can get to be certified for inspection, to just about everything. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's been a very, very, very interesting and learning experience.
Yes. Has it opened your eyes to some possibilities?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I love a lot of the travel tools that we'll be able to use that we've learned about as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, are you both retired?
Yes.
Yes, I retired 2 months ago.
What'd you do?
Well, we had our own business for 22 years as a contractor, and then after that, I worked for AT&T for 20 years.
What kind of contracting did you do?
A specialty contractor. We installed wood stoves, pellet stoves, gas stoves, and did home inspections and worked on chimneys.
Okay.
Yeah, so we did that for 20 years.
Both of you together? It was your business?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Side by side.
Yeah, and then we got regular jobs.
Mm-hmm. And what'd you find out after you made that transition?
Well, both of us rather been, I think, had our business back.
I've talked to a lot of people who have been working for others and then ventured out on their own, and they say they are permanently unemployable because they love to be setting their own schedule when they're working, where they're working, and with whom they're working.
Yep, that's absolutely true.
Yeah, super. Yeah. What's attracting to you about the work camping lifestyle?
Oh, it gives us the chance to go to different places in the country. I love to travel, love to see new things, and I love when we go out and go camping, we're always making friends with new people, you know, that we're camped next to or, you know, are in the campground. So it's always a lot of fun to get to know different people in the different areas they're from. For me, that's what I enjoy.
Mm-hmm. Right. I look at it also from a financial point of view. If you're doing work camping and you're putting some time out where they're giving you a free hookup and pad, that means your retirement can go a lot further.
Mm-hmm. Right. Absolutely.
Yep. Yeah. That's for him. Well, for both of us, that's a huge thing, is just to make that money go as far as we can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you technically don't have to wait until you're retired to start work camping. But it helps to have that extra pension income or whatever it might be.
Yeah.
But you can make it last a whole lot longer.
That's right.
And fund your travel dreams.
Right.
Yep. I mean, the work camping jobs, many of them provide you a place to stay, and some of them even pay you, so you got your gas money and your food money and all that.
Right. Yeah. So you can't beat it. Be able to. Well, we like to fish. So, you know, if you can work 2-3 days a week and fish 3-4 days a week, that's cool too.
That's my whole goal. I've fished since I was 5 years old, and
is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's fun.
I love to fish.
Yeah.
She always outfishes me.
Really?
Yeah. Oh,
that is so funny.
I could pick the fish out of the river and put it on the hook, and I'd look over there, and she'd have a bigger one.
That's neat. Now, I understand you have some grandchildren that have gone with you on some camping adventures.
Yeah.
Right. We have two girls, and then we have six grandkids.
Six boys?
No, no.
Oh, two daughters and
two
six
daughters.
Grandkids.
Two daughters.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Six grandkids. Yeah.
Yeah, we've gone out. We also happen to be ham radio operators, and so every year there is
field day.
Field day, and so we've taken the grandkids one at a time up with us to the field day, so that they can learn about it as well.
Actually, what happens on field day is ham operators are actually emergency operators.
Mm-hmm.
So what you're doing is you're pretending there's been a disaster, and we go up in the hills to about the 8,000-foot mark. There's no electricity. There's no water. There's no nothing. And we use arrows to shoot the antennas up into the trees and set up with the emergency systems. And this is done all over the United States. And then you see how many people you can contact and how far.
Wow.
So we're up in the gold country of California when we do that. Mm-hmm. And so far we've been contacting Canada, Hawaii. We had France once. We have Boston. And so it allows us to be prepared for emergencies. Mm-hmm. So we take them with that. Because it's also camping up in the way up in the Redwoods.
And it's all dry camping.
You don't hear a lot of people talking about ham radio operating before. When I was a kid, Yeah, every community had a couple, but very few people are actually doing that. Would you plan on doing that when you're RVing?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, absolutely. In fact, we have ours with us now, even in the truck.
Does it require a lot of power to operate something like that?
Depends upon the unit.
Right.
But, you know, we have handhelds right now. We're getting a bigger one, desktop one, that we're going to have inside the trailer, and the antenna that we need for that, so that we can have a farther range than what we have now with the units we have.
And as long as there is not any emergency, there's a whole bunch of repeaters that go up through the middle of the United States and up the coast. So we have a little 8-watt unit that we can track, actually talk from California to Texas.
Okay.
Okay. Well, that would not be direct. And if there was a true emergency and the power goes out, then you need your full wattage. But that's kind of an interesting one. And another reason why people haven't heard of it is because a lot of the hospitals and your sheriff and police departments, fire departments, and their companion units, they all have the ham radios, and they need people to operate them during emergencies. Okay. So most of your local counties do have an emergency ham crew that meets every month and does training and that type of thing.
Well, we've already talked on this podcast with a family that likes to follow disasters.
Okay.
They're experienced in building. And so if there's a flood or a tornado or an earthquake or hurricane, they pack up their family and they move there to help them rebuild. They are, you know, cleaning up and then rebuilding process. Same thing I would imagine would apply to ham operating, because they're losing electricity and communication is sparse and people need to talk to family members, et cetera. You could provide a very valuable service doing that.
Right. And usually your local clubs actually have an emergency group that works in that county, and then the county certifies them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you can, if you're certified in this county, you could jump to a different county.
Okay.
And that's one of the things I'm trying to do with our fifth wheel, is set it up so eventually it'll have solar, it'll have my ham radio, and of course you have your water container. So if there is an emergency, you can be an island, so you'll be able to help other people. You won't have to worry about helping yourself at that point.
Very good. So when you are out work camping, are you going to be looking for specific jobs? Anything you can find?
Anything we can find, to the point. I don't want to work in a store, but I do have experience doing electrical, painting, construction. Chris has office experience.
Yeah, I've been a bookkeeper for 20 years. So.
Okay.
Right. So we can fit in, you know, pretty easy a lot of different places.
Just about anywhere.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So have you talked to any employers yet?
No, we kind of waited till we came here because the information that we've received is actually very it's just so valuable.
Yeah.
And so much
very
of it,
valuable.
We're trying to process it all because we felt that would give us a little leg up and we wouldn't look so clumsy as we did when we did talk to different employers.
Pretty amazing how much stuff they can cram into 3 full days of sessions at Work Camper Rendezvous, isn't it?
I don't think we've slept for 3 days.
And you meet some pretty interesting people who have already been through this or down this road, and you get to hear from their experiences and their mistakes and things like that.
Mm-hmm. And some people come back every year because there's so much to learn.
You can't. I mean, right now there are probably 4 different training sessions going on. They last about an hour and 15 minutes, and they go on all day. So there's no way that you could attend them all.
No.
Mm-hmm.
So coming back would be cool. Well, do you have any destinations in mind where you would kind of like to work if you had the opportunity?
I think if someone offered us something in Prescott,
Arizona.
We like Prescott, Arizona.
And then we like the area above Austin to Dallas, that whole belt all the way across, because there's a lot of streams, a lot of fishing.
Okay.
And
the
not
hill
much
country.
Humidity.
Yeah, we like the hill country.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good.
Those 2 areas would be really...
I'm based out of Phoenix, and so I know Prescott very well. And that's a nice area to be in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Super.
That was one of our stops on the way out.
Okay. Very good. And so you don't have any real plans yet. You're still sort of waiting for a job opportunity, but you're checking out job opportunities rather than determining your destination. So if a job opportunity sounds good, you'll jump at it.
Yeah, yes. We're not gonna be too picky.
Okay. So if you know, you're not saying no, we really this year or this summer we're going to be working in the Pacific Northwest and start looking for jobs just in that area. At this point, you're just open to anything,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, very good. One of the jobs you are considering, I understand, Bill, is you're thinking of becoming an RV inspector.
Yeah, one of the things that we've learned here is they do have a complete training facility in Texas, and they've actually certified inspectors. In a different job, when I had my own business, I did certifications in the houses and chimneys and that type of thing.
He was a licensed contractor.
I was licensed. So this will fit right in. And it's something I'm interested in, something the industry needs a lot. And I think it would be something I could do on a part-time basis, just give us some extra cash.
And it's portable.
Yep.
Yep.
So you can follow the snowbirds if you want to.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's very, very good. So would you give any advice to people who are considering the RV lifestyle or work camping lifestyle?
Yeah. Do it.
Do it.
Yeah, you know, so many times we think about, gee, that'd be nice. Well, when this happens, we'll do that. When that happens, we'll do this. And then all of a sudden, you're like us, 65 years old, and said, gee, I wish I'd done it 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And so, you know, it's out there. I would say get some training. Go to something like this so you can learn about your RV. Go to some of the, if you go to the local campgrounds or RV parks, you can talk to a friend or a neighbor that you meet there, and they'll tell you more about your, how to take care of your rig. And learn how to take care of your rig and just go out and enjoy it.
Very good.
Yeah. Life is short. Don't waste your time. Enjoy it. Find Absolutely. Something that you enjoy. And if you like traveling, this is a great way to do it.
I'd agree with you very much. Well, thank you guys for taking time to talk to us today. Appreciate it.
No problem.
No problem. Thanks.
Freedom is what motivates couples like Chris and Bill Latimer to explore the RV and work camping lifestyle. They are financially set, but see work camping as a way to extend those retirement dollars by helping to cover their housing costs as they seek out streams and lakes to fish in whatever areas they'd like to visit. I've never interviewed any ham radio operators, but it sure sounds like an interesting and important hobby. Communication is essential in any emergency, and by installing solar power on their RV, they can become a self-sufficient island, assisting local officials in coordinating official emergency response to some sort of problem. I have talked to several people like the Latimers who are also looking forward to enjoying a road trip adventure with their grandchildren. But all that takes a plan, and that's what the Work Camper Rendezvous helped them finalize by filling in the missing gaps of information they need to know to do it the right way, like how to find and apply for work camping jobs. The 10th Annual Work Camper Rendezvous is scheduled for October 19th to 23rd in Heber Springs, Arkansas. Registration will open soon, but be sure to save those dates, which are, again, October 19th to 23rd in Heber Springs. I'd like to thank the Latimers for sharing their story with us today, and I wish them the best of luck as they pursue their dream. I hope they catch a ton of fish when they're not working. Work Camper News, a magazine and online publication that connects RVers to full and part-time jobs around the country, can help you realize your dream of living and working on the road as well. Whether it's running a business from your RV or working short-term jobs for a variety of employers, Work Camper News can give you the information you need to help plan a course to live your own dream and get you on the road faster than you thought possible. For more information about opportunities to live, work, and play in your RV, visit www.workcampernews.com. This episode is sponsored by the National RV Training Academy in Athens, Texas. The Academy's one-week live training or home study course will teach you everything you need to know to fix about 80% of the problems people experience with their RVs. You can also sign up for additional training to become an RV inspector, campground technician, or to provide mobile RV service. For more information, visit www.nrvta.com. That's all we have for today's show. Next time, I'll be talking to an employer who's seeking people to work at some national parks. Thanks for listening to today's episode of The Work Camper Show.